Hi, everyone, and welcome to So to Speak with RHFP. My name is Laura, and I'm your podcast host, but you may know me best from my work on The Real Housewives of Fighter Pilots on Facebook and Instagram. Today is actually my first podcast. I'm a little nervous, but mainly excited. But since it's my first podcast, I want to preface this by saying I'm just winging it here. So if I accidentally fart in the audio, I'm sorry, I'm learning. With that said, what better way to kick off our inaugural podcast than with another fellow military spouse podcaster and equally hilarious social media mama, Kate. Hey, Kate.
Hi. I'm so excited to be here and thrilled that I am your very first guest.
Yay. Have a good day today.
Yeah, you know, virtual learning. I guess that's all I can really say. You know, I think everyone would get that. What about you?
Pretty good. I had a pap smear today and that was pretty exciting. I mean, it wasn't my first, like my worst Tuesday I've ever had, you know, so.
It feels like a Wednesday though, so that's never good.
Is it Wednesday? I don't
know. No, it's Tuesday. That I thought it was Wednesday. And I'm like, oh, we're halfway through the week. No, it's only Tuesday.
Well, and you know you're in like a low place socially too, when like your conversation with the doctor who's swabbing your kibbles and bits is like probably the most social activity you've had in over a week.
Yep. I had to go for mine right before Christmas. And I remember, you know, being splayed open, exposed, and then I have a mask on. And I'm like, I was just kind of thinking like, this is odd.
this is my life now.
I have to keep my mouth covered, but my legs open.
Yeah.
Or it's a new normal.
And then she's not really talking to you. She's talking into you. Yeah.
Got me out of the house. It got you out of the house.
Exactly.
It got you with adult interaction.
I didn't have to see my kids for like 2 hours. So I just got to, I mean, I had to wait in a waiting room for like almost 2 hours, but sometimes you just need a little break, you know, even if that's somebody checking under the hood.
Yeah. I hear you. I know like grocery shopping now is my form of self-care.
Oh my God. Yeah. It really is.
Going by myself on the weekends.
Yeah. But Kate, so you help run a social media for a very popular Facebook and Instagram account and blog called Military Wives Savings and My Military Savings. For those of us who are just used to like recklessly spending with little regard to our own bank accounts, could you tell us a little more about what prompted you to work for a company where military families can get tips on saving money and find support within their community?
Yeah. So I've always loved couponing. I don't know. I get like a little high when I'm like doing all the coupons and I don't know. It's kind of thrilling. So this just like fit right into what I love and I get so much excitement when I like see at the end like $30 worth of coupons taken off my commissary bill. And then I go to Ibotta and I can get another $20 in rebates. I don't know. I'm weird. I'm a nerd like that, but that excites me.
It's like a thrill.
it's a thrill for the stay-at-home mom. So I don't know why I said mom. Like I'm from...
Ma'am.
Yeah. Mom.
Stay-at-home ma'am.
Stay-at-home ma'am. But I enjoy it. And I enjoy, you know, making a house a home on a budget because reality is like I have a wine taste on a beer budget. So how do I go about doing that? And, you know, and if I can save money on the grocery side of things and other things, then we can put it towards things we enjoy doing. Or, you know, I'm all about, as I say, my house is overflowing with shit or crap. Crap. Can I cuss?
It's fine. There's going to be an explicit label on this podcast. Okay. My husband was like, don't curse. It's going to turn a lot of people off. I was like, who are you married to right now? Do you know me at all?
Who are you? So I always loved the motto of like doing things rather than having things. And I found the right niche and I love what I do and it's fun. And
how long have you been working for the companies?
Almost 5 years.
Oh,
so,
wow.
And I started as just like a little blog where like I did a blog once or twice a month. And now I do the social media, which is crazy because I love it. Absolutely love it. So
that's awesome.
You know, I can work from home. My hours are flexible, and it's just brought me a lot of opportunities. That's how I got podcasting, because I met Jasmine and Kristen through my job.
My next question.
We started partnering with both Milso Muster and Milso Box, and yeah, I got in on their podcast. So it's been great. It's been a wonderful 5 years, and I hope to stay along for the ride even longer.
So what is Milso Muster? I've already had 2.5 glasses of wine.
Milso Muster, yeah. Hey, there I've been cleaning with bleach all day, so I'm probably high as a kite. So Milso Muster is an app that you can download, and it basically has everything you need as a military spouse all in one app. So
that's awesome.
It's really cool. She has podcasts on there, My Military Savings and Military Wife Savings partnered with her. So you can find all of our stuff on our app. There's chat rooms. You can just, you know, talk with other spouses, just like all the information you could need is like all on that one app. So her story is kind of cool, because she realized for mil spouses, when they first joined, there really isn't information, you know, you're kind of like, you know, something different from every single person. You never get a straight answer. And I mean, for me, I grew up, I'm a military brat. So all I've known is military life. I will say though, it is a lot different when you are in the spouse shoes versus the brat shoes. Cause even then there's still things. It's changed from my mom's generation to now. So I think that app is so great that you can find everything on that one.
Well, yeah. And especially right now, we're like, we're on our phones constantly. So being able to get connected to something almost automatically, and right. like the fact that they have chat rooms and you can talk to people, listen to podcasts, learn different military lifestyle tips, military tips, coupons.
Yeah. And I think she has stuff about TRICARE and like whatever base you're going. So you can figure out and find out more information, which is so needed.
Yeah.
That's definitely needed.
And then is Milso Box, I assume it's kind of like Brave Crate, where it's a monthly subscription service.
Okay. So it is a monthly subscription service. It's geared towards military spouses and first responders. And everything she puts in that box is from veteran-owned, military spouse-owned businesses, all made in the U.S. And they're so cute. I mean, if you ever check them out, like
I've seen some pictures online, and it's super cute. And I also feel like low-key stock. Some of the pictures are geotagged in Arizona. So I'm like, I wonder if she's here.
Yeah, I was going to say that. She is in Kristen. I meant to ask you that because I saw you in Arizona. She's in Arizona too. You guys should reach out. She's cool
low-key
cat.
Stock.
I don't know why I said cool cat.
Cool cat. I know. Well, earlier I said like something to my husband. I was like, I'm so jazzed.
I know. I'm trying to be young by wearing my mom jeans right now, but then I have my side part. And...
I'm not taking advice from, you know, kids that eat Tide Pods.
Tide Pods,
I'm not.
Although I have to say the mom jeans, like you do, it helps you, you know, just accept that fupa, because everyone who wears mom jeans has a fupa. So it's like a fupa's in style now, you know?
Yeah. Thank God. I was not into it at the beginning. Like our neighbor has some like mom jean shorts, and she is, I want to say she's 16, 17. And I swear to God, it ages her like 30 years. When she puts those on, she's older than me. And I'm like, you're babysitting my kids, but you look like you're 45. You look like you're about to go garden in the backyard. Yep. But you know, if it helps elevate me with my fashion, then it's fine. If everyone else wants to look stupid because they're younger doing this, but I look good, it's fine.
Yeah.
As long as certain trends don't come back. Like I don't want gaucho pants to come back.
Yeah.
Or like bell bottoms that we never hemmed, and then they would just sit, you know, you'd walk through a puddle.
And they get wet. And then I'm short. So they would all get nasty and ripped at the end.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Super low waisted.
Oh God. I'm so happy to get rid of that. We've posted in stories. Some lady did a TikTok rant about we millennials had to go through like basically eating disorders because it was like everyone needed to be like super skinny and teeny tiny to fit into these jeans. We all had muffin tops. And now like You Gen Zers get to wear high-waisted pants.
I gotta do squats to make my butt big.
Yes.
It's not fair.
It's not fair. I remember like hip bones were in. I haven't seen my hip bones in like years now.
I've never seen them. I was always heavy as a kid. So like those low-waisted, oh gosh, not my friend. Not my friend.
You were chubby as a kid too?
Oh yeah. In fact, friends from high school saw my pictures when I was in my prime. And I got the name King Size Kate. So I own it. I there are some pictures where I was in my aunt's wedding or something and I was wearing a purple plum dress and I legit looked like a plum.
You're like Willy Wonka, like the girl that blew up.
Yes, it can only go up from there. And honestly, junior high, elementary school was rough. Junior high was rough. High school, I thinned out a little bit, but it wasn't until I was like adulthood after I had my kids and I'm like, I'm going to like get in shape.
I would say I had a glow up after college and my husband would agree because he's seen pictures of me in high school and he's like, woof, your buzz, your girlfriend, woof. Yeah. Like, I'm almost unrecognizable and I'm like,
yeah. Oh.
It's a lot of alcohol and like eating my feelings.
Oh, yeah. College.
They're just terrible choices. Being in your 30s, too. Like the things I ate in college that now like I fit, like you treat your body like garbage. And now like in your 30s, you know better. But like I can't eat any of it. Like I can't even have dairy anymore. And I'm like, this sucks. Like if I had known this.
I would have eaten all the cheese and the...
Well, I did eat a lot of cheese then, I guess.
I don't know what it wasn't healthy. I don't remember half of it.
God. Yeah. But you follow RHFP. You are an honorary member of RHFP, but really, you're a member of RHSF, Real Housewives of Space Force.
Oh, as my husband would say, pew, 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 pew. He always puts that. At the
DJ Khaled in the mix. We need to get you like a shirt that says my heart belongs to a space guardian.
Well, the other day I saw someone post, I talked to two space guardian or guardian spouses. And I'm like, what? Is that a thing?
There's more of us?
I'm going to be a guardian spouse now? No.
You're going to be like a guardian key spouse.
I don't know about that, but...
Can you tell us more about like not only how you met your husband, but a little about the transition that y'all are going to be going through of Air Force to Space Force? Like, what is he doing? What is he doing now?
So, we met, long story condensed. We actually went to high school together in Nebraska. I went to high school with him, but we didn't really know each other and we were kind of in different totally different groups of people. So we never really crossed paths. However, I was friends with this sophomore. She was an acquaintance in my homeroom and our families had known each other through youth group and stuff like that. But anyway, I digress. So I invited her to my graduation party. So she came and, anyway, years go by. I go away to Florida for school and then we move back to Nebraska and this guy slides into my DMs who I was used to date this girl I was friends with. And long story short, they broke up and a mutual friend of ours was like, hey, Blaine, Kate Beberwick is back in town. You should slide into her DMs. And so he did. And at first I was very hesitant because I was kind of friends with his ex-girlfriend. And we weren't they were broken up for a while. We weren't like this.
It was not like a sloppy second situation.
No, it wasn't like one of my best friends who I was like, hey, I'm coming back. No, it was like we would chat in homeroom, but that was the extent of it. And I liked her, and I invited everyone to my graduation party. Anyway, so we went on a not date because I was adamant we weren't going on a date. It was a date. And I wound up taking him to where my parents' house was being built. And he's like, oh, I remember where your other house was. I'm like, what the hell? Like, he's like, yeah, I came to your graduation party with my girlfriend at the time. You invited her and I tagged along. I had no recollection. And then, typical military romance fashion, we started dating in August. We got engaged by that following May, and we were married that October. So a year and some change, and we had been broken up for like 3 months in between that. So it was very fast and typical, not typical, but very common for military marriages. And then we picked up and moved to California, and he was going to go into missileer. He was going to be a missileer. So we were supposed to go to Minot, North Dakota. Things got switched. He wound up going into space acquisitions. So we wound up living in LA for 4 years. And then we've been in the DC vortex for the past 7 years. So because he does, his job is space, that's how he's going into this space force. So,
okay. That makes sense. You know, if that's your job, they would, I assume, want to keep their people. Or bring over their people.
He had an option because he's kind of been in and out of space areas, and he chose to go. He chose to go Space Force. It's cool. You know what?
You're pioneers. You're on this journey together.
We're everybody else. Figure it out. Yeah.
And I hope to God y'all's finances better, and you know, deers, everything, like your support is better than what it is in the Air Force.
That's a good point, because if they could, learn from, that would be great if it was like easy. We just ease into it. Technically though, he really won't be, I mean, he'll be Space Force, but he'll be working and going to school with the Royal Air Force.
Oh.
So it'll be interesting.
Well, that brings me to my next question too, because I want to live vicariously through you, because this is our third assignment in the desert, and I'm almost positive I'm going to die out here. And so I would love to hear about your like wonderful Okonis duty station that you're about to go to, and I'll just live vicariously through you.
That's how I felt about the DC area, although I do love it here.
Yeah.
I will say that, but we're kind of the same thing. Like there's only a few jobs or areas he can go. So it's basically LA or back to DC, LA or back to DC, and maybe a few sprinkled jobs around the US that are rare, but those are the big major hubs. So
yeah,
England is like way far, like we never thought that would happen, but right place, right time, and stars aligned. And, but he will be the only non-pilot. So you might have to give me some tips.
I don't even know.
Tricks.
I don't. When my husband starts talking about pilot-y things, I usually like tune out.
Anything military shop.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. There was a meme where it's like, did you post it? But it's like someone talking and they're just dazed out. Anytime there's military shop talk, it just went ear out. Like,
Yeah. Especially with any type of acronym or idiom, I'm like, I'm gone. There's just so many sayings and like little idioms that it annoys me. Exactly. Just talk to me like I'm you're 4 year old. Like, just talk to me like that. I don't know.
Well, reality is my girls are 5 and 8 now, but I do talk like elementary school. Like that's all I talk to during the day. So you need to dumb yourself down to talk to me at the end of the day. So
you got 2 little girls, and you said earlier that they are virtual right now. Are they virtual schooling? Yes. Oh God.
They have been virtual school 100% since last March.
Oh my God. You're coming up on a year.
But my youngest starts kindergarten on Thursday. So she'll go for 2 days a week.
Oh my God, that's going to be like the best thing ever.
I know. I'm hoping it sticks, because last time they had a plan to go back, they canceled it. And that was like 3 months ago. So, and then my older daughter will go back beginning of March. So I'll have 2 days to myself. So
what are you going to even do?
Well, that first day, I am not getting out of bed. I mean, I will drop them off, but then I am going to sleep and watch Netflix and maybe have a cocktail and
just day drink.
Day drink. Yeah. Because I don't have to drive. Pick them
you
up.
You like take take an Uber to go get them.
No, I got the bus. I don't have to worry about that. Oh, no, I will probably be napping. I will just take the day. I'll, you know, and I'm not going to clean. I'm not going to do anything.
No, so. As you shouldn't. I can't even imagine because mine are in preschool and being in Arizona, like they're like mass, whatever. No one cares. I mean, it's a wild west out here, but mine have still been in school. Like we took the summer off. They never went back in the spring after like when everyone shut down in March, they were done. But we went back in August and knock on wood, so far so good. And they go 3 mornings out of like the work week, just for like 3.5-4 hours. But like that first day back, like I think they sprinted into the classroom and I like literally like peeled out. Like I'm pretty sure I left tire tracks. just to get out of their damn preschool. I was like, see, bitch, like I gotta go. And I'm sure I went immediately to Target or something where, you know, as we go. But yeah, I know. I can't even imagine virtual schooling. And especially like those age ranges, because I imagine you still have to be very, especially a kindergartner, you have to be like involved. I mean, you are yourself a teacher.
Yeah. Virtual kindergarten has been cool. Like my older daughter is fine. I just have to make sure, you know, assignments are submitted and double check things, mm-hmm. but she's good. My kindergartner, that has been, there are no words. And they're on from now it's like 9 to 3:30 and they have like breaks, but their breaks, the two of them aren't synced up. They do have like half hour, 20 minutes for lunch together, but their other breaks are not synced up. So it has been, you know, and then I got a little cocky, not cocky, but like confident that my kindergartner, she had it down. Like she was good. And no, you know, the minute I walk away, she's into shit. So last week it was glitter. One day she colored all over herself. You know, I'll come in, she's got her toy sprawled out, not paying attention. So it's boiled down to, again, me sitting. Because the first 2 weeks I literally... that I had a laundry basket with my computer and my, you know, and was getting work done, literally sitting right next to her while she's virtual schooling. And we're having to resort kind of back to that again. So as much as like, I know I say, I'm like, I can't wait for her to go back to school. Oh my gosh. I know like Thursday, cause she's my baby. I'm going to be like, oh, my baby's going to kindergarten now. You know,
finally in person, finally go.
Yeah. So
been a long year.
I think, yeah, it has been an interesting, I think it's been an interesting year for everyone. And my husband still kind of worked throughout the whole thing. He worked from home, like right in the like main throes of the pandemic, but he works and he works 12-hour days. So, you know, so it's been quite the adventure. I'll say that.
I can only imagine. I mean, it's been hard and I haven't even had to really virtual school. So yeah. Oh, God bless you. I'm so excited for you to have 2 days off. That's the perfect segue, you know, because our next segment is actually what's driving you and what's driving you to drink. So my favorite's going to be the driving you to drink part. Driving is important too. But what I mean by that is what in the past few weeks are you excited about or passionate over or looking forward to? Can be any and all sorts of things, a promotion at work, your kids going back to school, a vacation, friendships, whatever. And then finally, my fan favorite, because I love to bitch, what's driving you to drink? And I think you get the gist of that. You know, what's driving you crazy, whether it's your kids not letting you poop alone or your spouse's schedule or this dystopian hell that we're currently living in, like what, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'll go first. If it gives you, you know, just gives you an idea of kind
sure.
of. Sure. Yeah. Right now, this is driving me. I mean, I've been struggling with the pandemic to find like other creative outlets other than, I meme and I eat food and then I hide from my husband and kids. So, but I've been thinking about doing a podcast for a while now. I've just been kind of scared to take the plunge, afraid that people wouldn't like it or no one would come on the show. And although I have like 7 loads of laundry waiting for me on the bedspread right now, and I kicked my husband and kids out of the house to do this, like I am here. So I guess that's me. What about you?
That's great, like, thing to get, you know, to drive you.
Yeah.
I couldn't get my kids out of the house. I mean, part of it is I don't know where they'd go, and it's also their bedtime, so.
Yeah. Yeah, we're 2 hours behind here, so, like, they still have a little bit of daylight.
Yeah, no, kids, go to bed. It's 6 p.m. Go to freaking bed. No. I've never done that. I've never done that.
Oh, I when he was deployed, I'd institute that. I'm like, it's 5:30. The sun's going down. We're doing our bath right now.
Oh, so yeah, no, I wouldn't even do bath. We don't do bath every, I don't know. I hate bath time.
I do too, but it's so hot here that like you, like you have to, they're so sticky always. So, I mean, right now it's like the most pleasant time of the year, but like in a month, it's going to be miserable. And so like, yeah, it becomes every day they have to take a bath.
That's true. In the summer. Yes. Summer, it's constant bathing, showering. Winter, I'm like, my other daughter gets really bad, like dry skin eczema. So I'm like, once a week, twice a week, if you get dirty.
Yeah.
I'm like, but I mean, I'm their mom. Like, heck, I don't wash my hair every week. So.
Oh, I know. Mine's average, I think, 5 days. Just dry shampoo.
I think my average, I think I've gotten like my average is like 8 days.
Dang.
A lot of dry shampoo. Yeah. If my hair were ever like catch a flame, it would just be like,
but like, we look at that as like such an accomplishment. Like I have friends that are like, I'm training my hair. And I'm like, what the hell does that even mean? They're like 8 days on hair, 9 days on hair. And I'm like, how is it not falling out? Like, I feel like mine would just snap off at like day seven.
I don't know.
Or at least it's standing straight up, like something about Mary. Just
by the time by the time I wash my hair, you know, I get it wet, it's like white. Like the red, yeah. Like the water coming from it is like white and nasty. And that's how much dry shampoo is. And I'm like, oh, I'm saving money on shampoo. I'm probably spending more on dry shampoo than I would be if I
Have blonde hair though, so it like blends. Whereas like if I use dry shampoo, like they make a very expensive, because I have purple hair, I have to use like purple dry shampoo.
Your because hair's otherwise,
purple? Oh. Yeah, I mean this lighting is just shit, but it's purple, like real dark purple. But like I can't use even brunette dry shampoo. Like I have to use purple because it ends up looking it looks bad.
I didn't even know purple shampoo was a thing. I mean, I have purple conditioner and shampoo to get the brassiness out, but
you can find anything in like vibrant colors. It's just going to cost you like $40 more than anything else. It's a love-hate relationship. So, yeah.
Yeah, that is the one thing, like blonde hair, it can take the white powder. I mean, I have to rub it in, but
yeah.
It works well. And I live off of it. But I want to caveat that I do shower every day. I don't want people thinking I have like bad hygiene when I say I don't wash my hair.
It's fine. I mean,
I do shower on a daily.
You're wet wiping. You're like, by shower, I mean, like I'm taking my kids' wet wipes and I'm wet wiping myself. Like that's, yeah. I mean,
Standing up.
We'll get to that. I'm doing my part for the environment. I'm saving water here.
Yep. I had a teacher once and we were in Florida and she was very like all about, you know, saving the earth and, you know,
real
she was
crunchy.
Like, very, very crunchy. And she's like, you know, you should just when you shower, just wash your hair with shampoo really quick and just let that whatever suds come down. That's it. And you wash your body and you turn the water off. And I'm like, no, yeah,
you're like, that's why you smell.
Yeah, like, no, that's just wrong.
Yeah.
And there's some things that, like, you shouldn't be letting your hair soap. I don't know.
But, no, you got precious cargo down there. Like, I'm not trying to upset my pH balance.
Right. It gets upset very easily, I've learned.
It does. It really does. Especially after kids. It's a different type of pH.
It is. I will say, though, I found these, like, suppositories that help. It's called the killer. So if you
I was like, is that a douche?
No.
Because those aren't supposed to be helpful. They try to warn you not to use those.
I'm just so old. I still think douching's cool. Okay.
Hey man, if like a douche company wants to sponsor this episode, like I'm all for it. Okay. Like I'll douche. Just send me a little money and I'll do a write-up about douching.
Yeah, I'll be your guinea pig. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. It burns a bit, but it's fine.
No, it's I think it's Love Co. or I don't know. It's from the vitamin brand that from the Hills, Low. I don't remember. But she has one that, you know, it's called the Killer. So if you ever feel like you got a little pH unbalance, I would check it out.
I think my girlfriend was telling me that because she was like, I know this is silly, but Low from the Hills sells vitamins and she's got like she's got a really good probiotic and like a very good lube. And I was like, oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. She's selling both a little bit of lube, a little bit of vitamin
and a pH balancer.
And then, to balance you out at the end, I guess. I can get on board. Well, we gotta ask what is driving you.
Oh, it's right driving now. Me. What's driving me? I honestly, after this whole pandemic and everything like this, move to England is what's driving me. Because it just, for a while, it seemed like no end in sight. But I know we will be moving in a few months. So that's what's like driving
me. When are you moving? This summer?
We are moving this summer, yeah. So I think the movers are coming like beginning of June.
I'm just going to show up in your HHG.
I don't know if you want to do that. What if it gets, you've been hearing about
sinks. I know. It's literally my newest fear is like my stuff. I'm not even moving Oconus, but I'm like, that's my newest fear is like my stuff burning up and then sinking to the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. Oh.
Yeah, that has been, I don't know. It's honestly, this sounds so cliche, but it is such a dream come true. Because like I said, I never thought living overseas would be an option for us. My husband was just at the right place at the right time. So I am so excited because ever since we started traveling, him and I would go on a trip once a year after his first deployment. So after that, we would go every year. We would go a different place every year, just him and I. My mom would fly out, watch the kids. And of course, obviously with COVID and stuff that hasn't happened this year. So like so antsy to travel and like, okay, just let's just get there. Like, let's just get there. And then hopefully COVID will be almost over.
I'm assuming you're going to have to quarantine unless y'all have the shots by then. Maybe you will. I don't know. They're not really doing shots here. I mean, for deployers and the med group, you can get them. But aside from that, like, I think it's like state by state because our friends
are
in Moody have gotten the shots, but we have not. So
like here, the teachers were a priority. So all of our county's teachers, which is a very large county, they've been vaccinated. And that's why they're going back. My husband just found out he's getting vaccinated this week. But I mean, as for us, like the family, it's probably, who knows. Yeah. But I don't know if that's going to, like, if they're going to make us get vaccinated before we leave. But I know we'll have to quarantine. But hey, I'm willing to quarantine. I'm, you know.
Yeah.
Just get me there. I kept telling him, like, pinch, like, I'm just afraid I'm going to, like, wake up and it's all going to be.
Yes, like, you know? Orders will change. You are not going
I'm like, you know, I won't believe it until we are at Heathrow. You know, like, we are on the ground.
Yeah. No, I get that. I mean, I feel like that's a valid fear. And yeah, you're so close to your dream. But now onto the heavy salt fest. What's making you pour that extra large glass of wine this week?
I don't, you know, what's been a real, my period this week has been just, I hate Aunt Flo. Yeah. This week has just been like Saturday. I was all like, just feeling really sad, but no reason. And like really blah. And I'm like, what is wrong with me?
You're like, why am I bloated all of a sudden?
Yeah. It was like, I just feel so fat and I just, blah. And then my birthday was Sunday and I turned another year older.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
And then Monday rolled around and I'm like, so tired. I don't want to do anything. Yeah. No motivation. And this time, like, I'm breaking out all over my face. And I asked my husband for my birthday. I don't want to do anything. So I didn't do anything on Sunday. Yeah. I binged watched Firefly Lane. I slept in. I didn't lift a finger. I was so lazy and I loved it. But then, because I was so lazy, I'm trying to pick up the pieces this week of getting my house back in track. So he did what he could, but he can only do so much as, you know. He helped with some of the dishes and laundry, but the house is like, was in utter chaos. So, you know, now I'm paying for it this week. So yeah, that's what I'm bitching about.
Spent my birthday on my period.
Well, luckily, she had the decency to wait until Monday morning. So, I was like, Saturday, I was like, what is wrong with me? I'm just so, and I'm not an emotional person. Like, I just want to cry at nothing. And then, sure enough, it's boom, you get your period like less than 48 hours later. Well, this sucks. I thought I had a few extra days, but whatever.
I don't get like emotional. I get like angry and I'm like, why do I want to take this table and just pick it
Teresa
up?
Teresa Giudice
style? Yeah. And just slap it across my husband's face.
Real like, Housewives what is,
why is it like his, just him breathing just sends me into like a manic, like I just want to smack him across the face. That was me last week. I don't know if you ever do this too, or like, you're not on your period, but like you lie that you're still on your period because you don't want to have sex. He, you know, was interested. And I was like, oh, that's so weird. I'm on like day 10 of my period. Like I've just got this like heavy flow and like wide set vagina. And I can't do it. That's gross to him. So he's like, oh, disgusting.
Yeah.
So, you know, it buys me a few days. When I saw the doctor today, she was like, well, when was the last day of your period? I'm like, truly the last day, or like the last day that I told my husband. Yeah. The last day I lied about it. Cause that was like a couple days ago. Oh God. I'm trying to think like what is driving me to drink. I think it's just at this current stage of the pandemic, post-insurrection, winter apocalypse, it's gotta be like just my 5-year-old child's totalitarian reign over us right now. Like I thought it would get better at 5 and it's still pretty rough. She can just be kind of a dick. And for someone who only weighs 35 pounds, she can bring you to your knees with just like the slip of her tongue or just like her very sharp fingernails to the back of the hamstring. You know, just literally, she doesn't know how to curse. I'm pretty good about not cursing in front of her, but she doesn't know how to curse. But, you know, like she's basically telling you like 5-year-old curse words. He's like, mommy, I don't like you. Mommy, you're a stinky, nasty head. You're so stinky and nasty. You need to go take a bath, you nasty, nasty mama. And, you know, it's all over stuff like me trying to tie her shoes or, you know, because I put jelly on bread that she specifically asked jelly to be on. She, a week ago, she told me to get out of my own house, that I wasn't welcome here.
Oh.
So I'm so ready for her to go to school. Like she's a pre-K right now. So I'm so ready for her to start kindergarten in the fall so that she's, you know, has 5 days of just consecutive school. Cause I need a break. Mama needs a break.
I hear ya.
And I feel like partially bad and guilty that I feel that way. But then at the same point, like I don't, cause I'm just, we need a little bit of separation here because I feel like she's like turning into a little dictator and she's really testing the limits of my wine subscription box that I've only had for like a week and a half. So yeah. It's a lot.
Hey, you know, 5 has been rough because my youngest is 5 and it has been rough. I agree with everything you're saying. Like the other day she looked at me because she wanted Disney Plus or Disney Now. I don't know. I put Disney Plus on. She's like, can you read? What? You are like this child. Like if she could, she would eat snacks all day and watch TV, which I would love to do that too. But the attitude is real. And I don't remember that with my older one. And I don't know if it's just because of what's going on in the world right now and everything's, there's something with the moon. I don't know, but I am right there with you.
It's just survival at this point.
Just keep swimming and keep my head above water and my sanity in check. Well, you know, whatever's left of it, if there was any to begin with, it is very challenging.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I'll just get more wine subscription boxes. It's fine.
Yeah.
I posted a question box on our Instagram asking our followers if they had any questions for either RHFP or our guests this week. And I got a few here that I think would be perfect to ask, and especially to a spouse from a different arm of the Air Force / Space Force.
Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew.
Are you ready? Are you up for it?
I am ready. Let's do this.
All right. Question number one. What are the most important qualities that make up a key spouse? I feel like these are like Miss America questions for military.
Well, I'm not a key spouse, but if I...
Like, I'm a key spouse dropout. No one ever asked me.
No one did ever ask me, and I... I guess someone who's involved and outgoing and willing to help.
Yeah. And they're good under pressure, I imagine. Because, I mean, God forbid anything happen, but it does, things happen. And
right.
You want somebody who is good under pressure that can, you know, call you and let you know if there's a mishap. So,
yeah, I don't want that responsibility.
It's probably why I've never been asked. They're like, you know, you just make memes. Like, we can't expect you to be serious about anything. I'm like, oh, that's fair enough. Like I'm the drunk aunt that sits in the corner. Like, that's me. And I'm salty. Like, no one, I'm not cheerful. So, like, I'd be that person that was like, especially with younger spouses, you know, that are just doe-eyed, like, so excited. I'd be like, let me break it down for you.
Yeah. Let me pop your bubbles. Like, let me, yeah.
I'm just a bit salty. So, I'm glad. I mean, if you're looking for, like, super kumbaya, like empowerment, like everything's good. This isn't the podcast or the meme page for you. Like, you know,
well, I military find spouse healing life. Yeah. Military spouse life probably isn't the thing for you.
It's amazing if like you're a unicorn, if you've managed to stay positive for the entire thing and nothing weird or bad's ever happened to you. Like, man, I wish
more power to you.
I want to meet somebody like that. I've never have, but
yeah, me neither. Mm-mm.
All right. I'm going to move on to question number two. What's the best advice you could think to give a brand new military spouse?
Run. No, I'm just kidding.
Good God, get the heck out of Dodge. Buckle up.
Gosh.
These are pretty good.
I would say just don't expect, like, don't have expectations because.
Yeah. That's literally what I wrote down for my response.
Did you? Yeah. Don't have expectations because you will be disappointed a lot. Yeah. I think that would be like my main word of wisdom advice. Yeah. And try and find yourself before you get married.
Yeah. That's just good advice in general, whether you're marrying into the military or not. Is like, I just look back at when I got married and I'm like, God, I was an idiot. You know, like I was still so young.
Yeah.
Like I wish I had the physical face that I had then and I didn't have to like inject it with the things I inject now. Like if I could have that face and the very minimal wisdom I have now, like I want both of that, you know?
I agree. Yeah. You know, find yourself first, don't have expectations. And, I think that's,
yeah. I mean, I think the only thing I would say on top of that would maybe like, for me, and it sounded like you were doing this with your job and your love of couponing is like, try to control what you can control in life. Like,
yes,
I love decorating and I love, using my like self-deprecation and humor to kind of deal with hardship and, and things that come along the way. But like, that's like a control factor to me. Like I know I can control what, you know, is happening in the four walls of my house. Like I can, even if, you know, the movers break a bunch of crap, like I can at least control the crap that I bring into the house.
Right. That's a good point.
And like, I can control my kids' schedules and I don't know, like, I guess pick your battles. And for me, you know, I can control a few things, and that's what I kind of thrive in.
Right. And yeah. I think too, you really need to sit down with your spouse, your active duty spouse. And we had, you know, we have a very open, you know, very, we're good communicators. So from the beginning, we knew that he's like, look, I want to be in the military. I want to make it a career. And my career is going to go first. Like, it's a priority. It's so, of course, family is a huge priority, and things shift as you have kids, obviously. But I knew going into this that this is his career and I'm here to support it however I can. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not going to be that whiny spouse like, why you come home and why? I mean, yes, I bitch a lot. I do. But so, like, he knows, like, if I'm really like, hey, you need to come home, it, you know, he's like, oh, Kate must really need me to come home.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm not one of those to be like, I need you, I need you, I need you. No, you know, no, like, I try and figure it out. Or, and I think that's the other thing. Actually, that leads to a good point. It's okay to ask for help, because mm-hmm. I don't like asking for help. I never, you know, and I still don't like, you know, asking for help, or someone offers to take up people on help for help. But yeah, so expectations, find yourself, communicate, and don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Last question from the viewers. What's your worst PCS story?
Ooh, we've been really fortunate. I'm going to totally jinx this.
Yeah, knock your next on wood. One, your shit is going in the ocean.
In the ocean. Oh, gosh.
We have two, so I'm scared to comment on it, too. Like, I mean, we've had nicks and dings and cracks and things, but, like, rhymes. Yeah, but, like, we... I don't
know. But, like, it should be a moving company. No.
Nicks and dings and cracks and things. Well, that basically says what a government that's moving TMO. Company yep. is. But we've never had, like, huge major issues. Like, and I have friends that have had like horror stories. Like, literally, I know people from now like RHFP that have like messaged me. They're like, yeah, my shit did sink to the bottom of the ocean. Multiple people now. I've had people that have told me that their entire HHG caught on fire. I've had friends that have had like their whole house fumigated because people delivered all of their goods and it was covered in black mold. There's another girl, I don't personally know her, but she's a fighter pilot spouse that happened to her. Like, her, I think she only got basically 10% of her goods back from Korea because everything, like, I guess it must have been the way that they packed it, but like everything molded on the boat back to America, everything. And like now she's fighting with the moving company, plus like I think she's gonna have to get senators involved because,
oh my gosh,
the government doesn't, like, the military doesn't want to pay what the stuff is worth because they told her it's used, and basically told her essentially it's her fault. How is that her fault? She didn't pack any of that stuff. So we've been fortunate because, like, you hear stories like that and you're like, good God, that's when you're like, what advice do you have for a new military? Run,
run,
run. Do never buy anything nice. Never buy anything nice.
Or the classic on the trash can, like, put do not pack on. You have to label yes. do not pack because yes. people have packed trash cans. Yeah. I had a friend who said they packed a loaf of bread that was in the oven.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they will pack. And I had another friend, and I don't know, I think the cat snuck in, but apparently a cat got into a crate of household goods. It survived a month in, like,
What did it eat?
I don't know. Maybe mice? Who knows?
That's like Christmas vacation. The cat's in the box.
Oh, so yeah, I thankfully, but yeah, yeah, I've heard horror stories. Actually, there was, so because I was a military brat, there was one move where my mom got a brand new, like, dining room table. She always wanted a dining room table, and finally, like, they bought one. and we had moved. And so that was broken. A lot of other things are broken. And then as I'm sitting in my room, I'm packing my things and the movers were done. And we had just gotten a brand new van like a few months before the move. So they're already like, oh, we have all this damaged stuff. And then I'm watching the van, the moving truck back up, and it like just ran right into our brand new van. Just,
oh God.
And I was like, our van. And I was like, 12, mom, dad, our van. What? Why? Like,
not our van.
Not the van.
Maybe your mom secretly was like, oh, thank God. Yeah. No more van. Oh, thank God. My mom hated her minivan. She would have welcomed a moving truck, like hitting her van, totaling it. She's like, hit it again. Hit it again.
I mean, maybe she did, but I'm one of five, like, so she really like didn't have an option. It.
She was like directing them into just the van. Hit it. Like, just as fast as she could go. Lastly, and maybe I'd argue I'm saving the best for last here, I've got a series of rapid fire questions, or maybe like medium fire questions, depending on if we need some elaboration, called Would You Rather Military Spouse Edition. Are you ready for this?
I am ready. Hit me with them.
Some of these you might be able to like decide on almost immediately because some are pretty terrible choices.
Okay.
Okay. Would you rather move across country with a newborn or have your in-laws buy a one-way ticket to stay with you with no set end date?
In-laws come and visit
me. Just stay at your house. Yeah. And not have a ticket out.
Yep.
That's what you want?
Yeah.
You got good in-laws?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep.
I would say I'm envious. I really like mine, but like I'm kind of like one of those, you know, after 4 days, fish start stinking. After 4 days, company starts stinking. I like having my space.
Yeah, they're very like hands-on with my kids. So
yeah. Well, that's helpful. Yeah. I'd be like, if it takes it off of you. Okay. Would you rather have the stomach bug while your spouse TDY or have a major appliance break while they're gone?
Oh, I've had both of those.
I have two.
Definitely the appliance. we've been there with the stomach bug, and it was bad, and wound up in the ER with my youngest daughter and my other daughter because no one to watch her because we have the stomach bug. My husband's across the country, so. Okay. And yeah, we've had appliances break. That was way easier to handle.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I mean.
What about you?
It depends on like the appliance, I guess. Like if it's like air conditioning in the summer, like I'd probably rather have a stomach bug because that might take a while to get fixed. What kind of stomach bug are we talking here? Like, am I going to lose weight at the end of the stomach bug?
Fair point.
Is it coming out of both ends? Like what? The frequency, like these are all things that I don't know the answers to. So like it depends on the bug and it depends on the appliance. So I'm an either or situation. Yeah. Would you rather give up alcohol during the pandemic or coffee?
Oh, alcohol. I love the coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's a tough one.
I was counting macros. I regret it the first half of the pandemic. So I really didn't
just the sentence. I was counting macros.
Yeah. Like, I am like, what the hell was I thinking? I think because I thought, oh, it's just 2 weeks. Yeah. That like didn't
people
last
that,
the whole
that
time.
Have dry January during a pandemic, but why?
We were one of those people.
Oh God.
It was solidarity. Our friends were doing, we promised them we would do it, but I was just like, and my husband stuck to it, but I'm like, why can't we just have wine with our fire? I love red wine, especially in the winter. So that was hard, but I don't know. I drink coffee every day in multiple cups. So I don't know. Every morning it's just like something to look forward to.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, I get you. That would be a hard one because I might be able to give up alcohol if I had, but I'd have to have like a pint of coffee, like a gallon, actually. I don't know. That one.
That is a very tough. Yeah. Know. Like I love my wine, but coffee, I have to have every day or I'll get headaches and I get grumpy and I'm tired. Yeah. And that's. Ooh,
yeah. No one wants to see me rage out like that.
Yeah. No one wants grumpy mom. So, And it helps me, you know, poop in the morning too. So
yeah, yeah. It keeps you regular.
Yeah,
it keeps Except, you. So does alcohol for me. So I don't know. And this is since you have kids, but would you rather poop alone or shower alone?
Shower.
Same. I can carry on a conversation with anyone on the toilet. It's fine. I'm conditioned at this point.
Right. You're never, once you're a mom, you never poop alone.
No. I don't even know what that's like anymore.
No.
Especially during a pandemic.
Right. And pooping, I'm like in and out. I'm very efficient. Showering, I like to like.
Yeah, I do too.
Yep.
All right. This one might be good because you're moving overseas and these are going to become pretty pivotal to you. Would you rather lose Amazon Prime for a year or Netflix?
Dang.
I know.
I don't know. I've become so like both of them are, I guess Netflix, I guess. Okay. Well, wait, is the new Bridgerton coming out? Because then that might be a game changer.
You might be okay because it's just a year. And I imagine with the pandemic, it's going to take them a while.
Okay. Then yeah, Netflix. Peace out.
All right. Good riddance. Yeah. Because let me tell you, living overseas, Amazon Prime was a godsend. Okay. Would you rather live with a BX haircut or have to wear your cringiest outfits from the early 2000s?
Cringiest outfits.
Yeah.
I don't let anyone just touch my hair. So outfits for sure. They're coming back, right? I mean,
a lot of them are. I mean, hopefully, like I said, gaucho pants don't, but like, yeah, I think I could get on board. It's like the meme that I posted the other day in stories about like that. Remember the crinkle, like crumpled up shirt that like the stretch shirt.
They were like this little.
And yeah. Look like a onesie. No. Yeah. What if those come back? I mean, at least it's easy to pack, you know, like you could pack like 70 in your like small carry-on.
And
you'd be stuck for a week or longer than a week.
I really hope those don't come back in style.
No, I don't either. There's a lot of things that I hope never come back, especially some of my hairstyles from prior.
Yeah.
All right. This brings me to a question I've been burning to ask since we talked about this previously. Would you rather crumple your toilet paper or fold it when you use it?
Crumple for sure. Who the hell has time to fold it?
Psychos.
Right?
Yeah,
no one's got time to fold.
No, especially as a mom. Like, I'm not going to sit there. I fold enough things. And I hate folding and I don't relate to anyone that can wash, fold, and put away laundry in one day. So like, I'm not going to relate to many people that fold their toilet paper to wipe their butts.
Same.
And like what I've learned recently too, is this is embarrassing, but like there's two types of people that wipe too, like people that sit and wipe and people that stand and wipe. And, I always thought it was normal, but like I stand and wipe.
Oh, you don't.
Every time. I mean, since I was little, like my mom taught me that. And I basically have taught my children that like, that's like, you're at like a slight angle, like a slight, but
doesn't it make it harder?
To me, it doesn't. Like everything's out of the way. Like I'm not having to do a reach around.
But I feel like you're released a little bit when you're sitting, like things are not as clenched.
That's true, but I don't have a problem. And that's all I know.
That's so fascinating.
This came up in like a Netflix documentary about, I think, like sociology and like what people, you know, the quirks about different people. And it got brought up that some people stand, and it's a very small percentage of people, like under 10%. And I was like, holy crap.
I mean, I'm not going to lie and say like,
I'm in the minority here.
If I'm in a public restroom, like I squat and pee, it sounds like you're not bending over.
There's a slight angle. Like what kind of angles do you got? Like the acute? What's the big angle? It's been a while since
90. Wait,
it's past 90. What's that called?
So are you like 45 degrees?
No. I'm like 100.
Are you like twerking type bend over?
I'm like 120 degrees. I don't
I don't know.
Obtuse angle? I don't know what that's called, but that's me. And it works for me, but I didn't know that.
Hey, you got to do what's best for you and whatever gets you a clean bum.
I asked my husband that and he was like, I'm sorry, you stand to wipe your butt? I'm like, I thought everybody did.
I can never look at you the same.
I'm like, have you never wondered why your girls like to do that? Like, I have taught them.
I'm going to ask my family now because I am only crumpler out of all of my family. And I'm like the black sheep that they almost like disown me. You should
pull your followers. I'll pull mine. We'll see like what kind of results we get.
Do you stand or do you sit?
To poop and wipe. Well, always poop to sit to poop, but you know, just the wiping part.
Hope so. Do you stand while you poop? maybe that is a thing. I don't know.
Oh God. Would you rather never have to do laundry again or never have to wash dishes again?
Laundry. I hate laundry.
I do too. I hate it. I hate it so much. And I feel like if my husband and I get divorced, that's going to be like part of the grounds of divorce is the lack of laundry that I do in this household.
Yep. Same. I don't even fold anymore. I kind of just toss into drawers. So
maybe I should
try
that. I hate
it so much.
I freaking hate it. Like I said, I've got like 7 loads on my bed. That's just like mocking me right now.
Yep.
If I ever, like I told my husband too, like if I ever hit the jackpot, like one of the first things I will invest in is like a housekeeper that folds laundry. Like I don't even mind cleaning toilets. Like just
do my laundry.
Like that's all I want is for someone to fold my laundry for me and put it away. Cause I hate it. Like there's stuff in my washer and dryer right now.
Okay, I'm like, I want to be like, you know what? Let's just be a minimalist family. You have 4 leggings, 4 tops.
That's it.
10 pairs of underwear.
Yeah. Wear them inside out. Figure it out.
Or just go commando. I mean,
it's fine. I did it in college.
I do it now. So
you're like, because I run out of laundry.
No, yeah, you can never find underwear. That's probably how it started.
All right, last one. Okay, would you rather a Diddy move in an old covered wagon or have
like Oregon Trail style?
Yeah, like Oregon Trail. You might
do. I get dysentery.
You might get dysentery. One of the oxen is most likely going to die. Your wagon might break down.
Yeah.
Or have the government move you, but your household goods show up like 5 to 6 months later. Because it might take you 5 to 6 months to get there.
That is true. You know,
I was just trying to find a question that I could talk about.
Wagon. I honestly was obsessed with Oregon Trail. So like, I would be down for that adventure. Yeah. I would do a Diddy move.
Well, Kate, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It's been a blast talking to you. I've seriously had so much fun.
Me too. Highlight of my week.
Yeah. I know. This is so much better than my pap smear. It's like so much better than
yes,
my pap smear.
I'm better than a pap smear. Yeah. Oh, this was fun. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Can you please tell us, tell our listeners where they can find you and follow you and check out your work?
So yeah, you can find me on my personal Instagram handle is, gosh, I need to change it, but it's KMBEBERW, KMBEBERW. It's part of my maiden name.
That's a twister right there. I'll be sure to tag it because no one's going to write that down.
I know. I'm like, you know, I probably should change it. But you can find my work for Milwife Savings and My Military Savings at mymilitarysavings.com and some of my blogs on militarywifesavings.com. And you can also hear me on Mike Moscato, the podcast.
Also, if you've enjoyed what you've heard, please like, review, and subscribe. You can also find more of us at The Real Housewives of Fighter Pilots on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you take a screenshot of the podcast while you're listening and tag us on social media, we'll give you a shout. Hope to see you next week for another installment of So to Speak with RHFP. Cheers!